The Gallard man called Jim McGreer, and I've been asked tonight to come and say my testimony. I'm like really nervous, so stick with me. From a young age, I was sent to Sunday school, GB, campaigners, children's meeting, like everything, I was at it. Every night my mum read Bible stories to me and prayed with us each night. And through all of these, I was taught the Word of God and a lot of Christian morals, which apply to my life today. I mainly just like went along with it, like, you know, just went to them, listened to what they were saying, but never really thought much about it. I just thought they were like nice people, you know, in church who liked to preach the Word of God to us, like lovely stories, and, you know, that's as far as it really went. Then one year, whenever I was 7, I went up to Bible Club Camp, Mullerton House. Most of you probably have heard of it. It really made me start to think about, you know, what the stories meant and why these people were telling me about them. And then one night, whenever counsellors were talking to us at the quiet time, they said, if you're a Christian, you really should be going to church on Sunday school and stuff. And I was like, oh, fair enough. You know, I go to them. Obviously, I'm saved. So it's all right. Just went along with my life. Just moseyed along, you know. Just did same stuff I was doing, like, all the time anyways. And then whenever I was 12, I went to Mullerton House again. I was having brilliant crack and, you know, making really great friends. And then the 14th of August, which is actually my wee sister's birthday, that's how I remember it so well. We had like a really, really busy day with like the paper and stuff, so we're like all exhausted and all. And so that night, we got ready for quiet time and like sitting in the circle, you know, just like we do every other night. But this night was like really different. We got to ask questions, which like I had never done before, like just asking the leaders what questions I'd always thought. And so Jane and Rachel, they were like answering all our questions, and it was great. We sat there for like hours, just, you know, asking questions, and got so many questions answered. And it was during that time that I realised that I actually wasn't a Christian, and I really needed to get some sorted out, or I'd be like eternally lost. So after quiet time, we all jumped into our beds, like just like sitting there thinking, like y'all stay, and it's like feeling really lost and alone, like something I'd never ever felt before, and just knew that there's something I had to do with it, do about it. So that night I prayed and asked God for forgiveness, and I just committed my life to Him there and now. And it just felt so great. I was like sitting there, I was like all happy and giggly, and I was like, great. And I just felt like so loved, and I was just like overwhelmed by God's grace. It's just great. It's like the best experience ever. And since that night, my relationship with Christ has got a lot deeper. I'm trying to live my life best for God. And then on the 10th of March there in 2001, I got baptized here. And I thought that was a great opportunity to tell people that I was saved. People like my family members who just, you know, didn't know before. And now I'm like a leader in children's meeting and up in Mullerton. And I find it's really great, you know, getting to tell the kids about the Lord and like what Jane and Rachel had done for me. And like I always make sure like things that I thought was great do for them too. And people in school, like a lot of them have said, like there's something different about my life, and it's just really great. I like to think, you know, like I'm different compared to everyone else, and that there's something I have that they don't have, and they do ask questions and stuff, which is really great. I'm so thankful to God that my friends and no one in school ever persecute me for being a Christian, which I think is just so amazing, because there's so many people does. There's a verse that is stuck by me. It's John 3:16. Like, I learned it whenever I was like going down with things since really wee. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. And this just reminds me of God's love and how much He has done for me and cared for me. And He gave His only Son for me, and I'm just so thankful. That's all I have to say.